You know, despite what the Ramseys of the world or the Susie Ormans of the world will say that are almost exclusively defensive, that's not going to lead to financial freedom, and at least not the financial freedom that you've probably defined for yourself. And the biggest gap in the world is between So another distinction between millionaires and middle class is the middle class plays not to lose. However, millionaires play to win. And I'll give you a real life story that kind of got landed me in hot water when I was a teenager. I played basketball in high school and college, but this was in high school. And we were playing a team in the regional semifinals, and we were more talented than them, especially on the offensive side. We could fill the buckets up pretty quickly. We had lots of good shooters and lots of good scores. And this team knew that. So this was, I'm dating myself, but back in the day when they didn't have a shot clock. So anytime we scored and they got the ball, they would hold the ball, especially if they had a slight lead. They would hold the ball. They would just pass it around the perimeter. And it was extremely annoying. You know, we're trying to play good defense to get the ball back from them. Whenever we did score. But they would just hold the ball. And I remember at the end of a quarter walking over to their sideline and not so nice terms, yelling to their coach, "You're playing not to lose. You're not playing to win. And that makes you a coward." Well, my coach benched me for a little bit for me to cool off and to teach me a lesson. But it's still true. It's not that I was wise as a teenager. I was just hot-headed. But that's essentially what they were doing, is they weren't playing to win. They were playing not to lose. And that's, think of it in terms of football. If a football team played 100% defense the entire game, what are their chances of winning? Next to zero. Now, some of you football fanatics out there or Chicago Bears fans with great defense will say, "Oh, man, we get a pick six. That's our best offense is our defense. It's better than our..." Well, you got Justin Fields now, so I digress. But, long story short is you've got a very low chance of winning if all you do is play defense. The same is true with money. You know, defense with money is not going to equal financial freedom. You know, despite what the Ramseys of the world or the Susie Ormans of the world will say that are almost exclusively defensive, that's not going to lead to financial freedom, and at least not the financial freedom that you've probably defined for yourself. And the biggest gap in the world is between I should and I did. I mean, how often do we tell ourselves, "I should do this, I should do this"? At the end of the day, all we've done is should have all over ourselves, right? And you really have to move from the I should to I did. And a big part of what we teach, obviously, is utilizing a home equity line of credit to accelerate the payoff of your home. But don't just stop there, because that's defensive with money, right? What you don't know is on the inside of our group, you have the choice as an adult. Do you only want to play defense and just eliminate debt? If so, fine. I don't know of a better strategy. However, inside of our course, what we then talk about is how do we get offensive? How do we start growing our nest egg? How do we start acquiring assets that replace our existing employer, replace our existing income, or even increase our income exponentially? If you start playing offense with money, you obviously need to learn how to manage risk. But once you know how to manage risk and start playing offense and expand your thinking, that's when you see your true wealth start to rise. So don't think of us as just a debt-free strategy, and don't be that person that's saying, "Well, I should have done this." Be that person that says, "I did." You know, there was a recent survey. I don't say it was recent. Actually, it was long, long ago. Sorry, I'm dating myself again. It's 15 years ago. When I say recent, it was 15 years ago, a survey of elderly. And they asked these elderly folks, and elderly was defined as anyone over 90. So they were in these retirement communities, and said, "You know, what are the regrets, or what do you think about now that you're in your golden years?" And there was a lot of different answers, but there were three that came up more often than the others. One was take more risk. You know, when you're 90 years old and you've probably got 5, 10, 15, depending on your health, to live, are you looking back and saying, "Hey, I'm glad I played it safe"? No, you're probably saying, "I wish I would have done this," right? The biggest gap in the world is between I should and I did. So take more risk. Number two was reflect more. You know, reflect on your life and be gracious and have gratitude for what you have done. But number three is do more things that will live on after you're gone. And if all you did was play it safe with money, do you really have the highest propensity to have things that are going to live on after you're gone. I would argue that that is not the case. So it's actually not more risky to go and get a home equity line of credit than it is a mortgage. And I could actually show you closing disclosures where a mortgage has what's called an acceleration clause and a HELOC has this. And if you read the two, you're going to be like, whoa, I don't want the mortgage. And again, I know you guys have heard me say this, but a mortgage is old French for death pledge. But yet we're signing up for them in droves. 99.3% of Americans are consuming mortgages because we're being told that that's the product to consume. Well, who's telling us to consume it? Banks and lenders. You think they might have an incentive to teach you that? Of course they do. However, HELOCs are not nearly as profitable as mortgages are. So let's follow the profits. Profits come from consumers overspending. That's why commissions are massive on mortgages and they're non-existent on HELOCs. So why not consume products that have less profits and less of you overspending than this one over here? It's simple logic, to be honest with you. It doesn't have to be complicated. So take the risk, dive in, see how it can benefit your life. Take care. God bless.